This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The jackpot with today's location for What's on Your Mind. We're broadcasting from the Dale and Martha Hawk Museum. The history here is just incredible, and there's a ton of farm history that is phenomenal. It is here every day, all year long. There's also a lot of history that has nothing to do with farming, but just life on the prairie that's really neat. You could spend it's a treasure. That's all I can tell you. It's a treasure. I mean, one example, there's like 400 clocks. 400 clocks. You got to see the clock house as an example. There's a round building that is home to a huge law library that belonged to an attorney, William Jacobson, who practiced for many years in Watford City. There's Milo Hall, all kinds of activities. In fact, they were showing movies there last night. Just a wonderful place that we'll tell you about. The only operational 1912 Hackney Auto Plow is here as well. So it's really cool, and the story of Dale and Martha Hawk's pretty unique. They didn't have any children. They wanted this to be preserved. They offered it to the state. State said, fine, but bring it to Bismarck. And they said, no thanks. And so this board was formed. And then every year they hold an annual farm show. And so this is the weekend for the annual farm show. They told me, I love this story, there's a lot of campers and a lot of folks that bring their RVs and take this in. And normally the night before, we were up here last night, they start with, 10 to 20. I think they said they had 11 last year, campers. Already last night, there were over 80 campers. So they said, thanks for getting the word out for us, because we've never had an opening night like that. So we're excited for a big show. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to tell you about it as we go throughout the day. Parades every day and a lot of things happening, and you'll meet folks. They're going to do some thrashing today, so we can find out about that. That's how you say thrashing. You know that, don't you, Todd? You don't say thrashing. That's kind of boring.
You gotta go thrashing?
Thrashing. We'll let the pros settle it. But I think I say thrashing, you say
threshing.
Yeah. Gosh, Todd, put a little something into it. Give us the Todd the Radio God on, at least, with the kind of saying it like it's
boring. I don't want to overshadow the great Scott in here.
There's nothing boring about thrashing. Anyway, so what else are we doing today? That James Comey fella, former FBI director, testified. I'd like your headline on it. A lot of people telling you out there what to think about it, but I'm much less interested in some biased journalist's opinion or headline writer in their take on it than I am in yours. So just give me your best headline on it today. A best headline that we get wins a free MyPillow today. Text it in, 367-2054. Todd's is 226-8503. And throw in a weather report as well, and maybe you get a little bonus. Okay? Because I want to know what your take is. Just your headline on it. Just give me the headline on what you think happened. I have mine, but I want yours. I really do. We'll talk about that as we go throughout the day, too. We also have an interesting little conversation between Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader of Fargo, and Mike Montplaisir, who is a county auditor in Cass County, together to talk about something very important to a lot of North Dakotans, property taxes. Now, Brent Sanford and Al Carlson, I think, are going to make the point that the state of North Dakota put out enough dollars to make sure that the counties and the cities, localities, do not need to charge you anymore, and your property taxes should not go up. It was done a little different in a unique way, and we'll explain all that. Some folks on the city and the county level were hearing about, no, that's not going to work. We're not getting as much, so the property taxes are going to have to go up. I just want to get the facts out there, so we'll spend a little time on that today, too. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments throughout. To call us, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550 on the program today. We are not able to hit the road and do wonderful things like this at the Hawk Museum and be here for the show without our fine sponsors. And we want to thank the folks from InVision Co-op, from Merchants Bank Rugby, from Farmers Union Co-op Devils Lake, North Central Grain in Bisbee, Bremer Bank in Rugby, and Gooseneck Implement, who did more than help us sponsor this broadcast. They brought some fine John Deere iron to this very show. Heather Milbrath is with us from Gooseneck, And Heather's from around here, so you probably knew all about this little jewel, huh?
Yeah, I got to come last year, and it was a great experience to come out to the Hawk Museum.
The locals know it's a big deal, don't they?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So it's neat to have more folks know about it and come in. I just chatted with a gentleman from Fargo who's here and enjoying it, and the fun already has begun cranking up here. So looking forward to it. So thanks for being a fine sponsor of this broadcast today, and tell us a little bit about what you brought along for folks to see.
So out here today we have a John Deere 6155 tractor as well as a 569 baler for people to come and check out while they're at the Hawk Museum.
And it's nice. What's funny is, you know, you got a whole row of green iron that's displayed here year round, that's out there for the show,
mm-hmm.
and then right across is the new. So it's a neat little perspective.
It is. It's good to look at kind of the progress that we've made from the nice old shiny tractors to the brand new ones that we have out here.
Now there's a lot of different colors of iron out here at this show, but I think there's more green and gold than anything.
Yeah.
Green and yellow, right?
Well, it definitely stands out the most, at least to me.
I noticed that too, and it's some really fun pieces. So that's kind of the fun part for folks to be able to come see these and soak it all in. And I noticed yesterday some folks, a fellow was pulling up with a John Deere A. So, there's people bringing in tractors as well, because there's a People's Choice Award this year where you can bring tractors and then everybody votes on the best one. So that is encouraging a lot of folks to come on in. What's new at Gooseneck Implement?
Well, we have some events coming up at the end of the month. We have our clinics, which we have every year, combine clinics. We're having them a little bit earlier this year just to try to get farmers out there and get them prepared. Also, John Deere has a brand new product that they announced in November. It's the C850 air cart. This cart is double the bushel capacity of our old cart. And we're having some events around those clinics, or around that new product. And those will be in our Minot and Williston locations.
All right, great. So folks can check out the website and sign up?
Yes. Gooseneckimp.com/calendar is where you can see all of the events that we have coming up at the end of June.
Do you even need to sign up for those events?
You don't have to sign up. Just show up and learn more about John Deere balers, combines, and, of course, that C850 air cart.
What do you want folks most to know about Gooseneck Implement?
Well, you know, we are an 8-location John Deere dealership, which there's a lot of strength in that, because we can really rely on our locations, whether that's parts or service, or even just the knowledge base that we have with all of those locations. However, we still serve, you know, 8 small communities within this area. And so our people are, not only are they very involved in the communities, but Gooseneck as a company is very involved. We love to, you know, sponsor FFA and 4-H events and come and help out with events like the Dale and Martha Hawk Museum.
That's neat. So you're big, but you're small.
Exactly. That's how I describe it to people all the time. That, you know, we're about 320 employees, but it feels small because I go into the Harvey store and know almost everyone in there, and go in the Mohawk store and know all the guys there. So it's a great company.
And I've been in some of the expanding dealerships. Rugby, not far away here. So I got a nice, new, beautiful store. Pretty new, right?
Yep. We just opened last summer.
Yeah. So some great facilities as well. Tell us where you're all at.
So we are located kind of along the Highway 2 line, Rugby, Harvey, Belva, Minot, Mohall, Kenmare, Stanley, and Williston.
Right down the road. That's great. Heather, thanks a bunch. Anything else you want to tell us?
No, we're glad to be out here at the Hawk Museum. Come on out and check this place out.
It is a fantastic place. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to see you. Heather Milbrath from Gooseneck Implement, one of our fine sponsors, and thanks to all of them for making that happen today for us. We appreciate it very much. So we'll give you a little flavor of the 28th Annual Antique Farm Show at the Hawk Museum and what's going to happen here this weekend, give you some details on how to get here if you've never been here, answer any questions you might have all throughout the program, in addition to recapping a little bit of yesterday's testimony by James Comey. You know, what I'm amazed at is that, you know, it sort of depends on what you have in the way of a preconceived notion of the whole situation, right? And, so in other words, if you like Donald Trump, you think James Comey's a bit of a scoundrel. And I think clearly the guy's a showboater and everything else. And he's announcing that he's leaking and, but what's funny is, don't forget, when he first came on sort of more of the public, I mean, he's FBI director, so he's been a big deal for a long time. But when really he became known to more people was when he decided to talk about what was happening in the election, with Hillary Clinton's emails, right? And he said yesterday that the reason he did that was because of that tarmac meeting that we talked about, but not many folks in the media did. I remember the little impromptu sort of, quiet meeting that some little reporter down in Arizona happened to have to shoot a picture of, where former President Bill Clinton and the current Attorney General at the time, Loretta Lynch, met on the tarmac. He also then told us about Loretta Lynch asked him to change the language of how he was referring to, you know, the Clinton email investigation that was ongoing. So, you know, a lot of the media are focusing on how this is bad for Trump. I think it's way worse for Hillary Clinton and for the Obama administration and how they operated. And, you know, that's sort of the world the Comey's in. I will say this. The only thing that struck me is that James Comey was filled with anger because of Donald Trump's tweets and interview with Lester Holt, calling him a nut job, and, you know, saying he should have been there. And that's where Donald Trump's bluntness can sometimes lead to more pain. You know what I mean? So imagine the scenario where, you know, you fire the guy and then you say nothing more, and then maybe he goes quietly into the night. Instead, we have yesterday and much of the next however many months because of the Robert Mueller situation hearing about this, which I believe is a nothing burger. I don't think there's anything there. But how much oxygen does it remove from the air so that things like tax reform and health care reform and infrastructure and everything else get done? That's the one thing that worries me. Tell me if I'm wrong. More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Aubrey is here from InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, and we're going to talk about precision fit meeting space. What does that exactly mean?
Well, with precision fit meeting spaces, Herman Miller has done a lot of global research as far as conference rooms and boardrooms, and we're finding that with the large boardrooms or a 10-plus person conference room, these spaces are getting underutilized. And so what Herman Miller has done is they've done some research where they put sensors underneath the actual chair in the conference room and then test it out to see how often those chairs get used. And most of the time in a 10-person conference room, only 3 to 4 of those chairs are actually being used. And so real estate, you're taking up a large space where you could possibly have 2 to 3 meeting rooms in place of that large conference room or boardroom. And then these 3 to 4 person rooms or huddle rooms would be used more frequently for meetings and more functional for the meeting. It almost takes away the stigma or the intimidation of a boardroom. And so people in these smaller spaces are finding that they feel more comfortable and they're collaborating and they're engaged more in the activity of the meeting.
Custom design, precision fit meeting space for your business. All it takes is a call to InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Call them at 232-3013 or online at interofficefargo.com. That's interofficefargo.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
PetroServe USA helps America fuel better and gets us all across the great state of North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. We're due for a South Dakota broadcast. I have a friend here from Saskatchewan. I might have to head that way, too. Wherever we go, PetroServe USA, the good folks that get us where we're going and filled up yesterday. One of the Valley Dairy stores. They're part of the family now. PetroServe USA as well. 100% American-made fuels. You got to remember that. They're customer-owned. People just like you. They provide superb customer service. Clean, bright stores. So the next time you need gas or groceries, pop the best cookies in town or that fantastic 4-for-4 deal. The pizza, the cookies, two of them. And two of the cookies, yeah, and the 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day, PetroServe USA. Here's a few of your texts on the headline of, you know, what you think tells the story of yesterday's testimony of James Comey. Comey should have pleaded the fifth. A big nothing burger with a side of nothing. I'm with you. James Comey admits to being a leaker. That is huge, but they're never going to make a big deal out of that in the lamestream media because they live on leakers. What else have you leaked? Would have been my follow-up question to him, by the way. Is that standard practice for you? It's all bunk. And you know it's true, dang true. Comey trying to get revenge for being fired is looking at legal problems for leaking. Here's my first weather update of the day. Heavy favorite for a free MyPillow. West of Bismarck, sunny and 73 degrees. So I got the Comey headline and the weather. I love it. Comey tells all. Clinton's indicted. That's my wishful thinking headline, says another. My headline for the Comey thing. He said, a new episode in the Beltway drama. Oh, yeah, no kidding. It's a Beltway drama. It is. Isn't it obvious when you see that yesterday? You say, that's the swamp. Tell me your headline, 800-228-0550. Call us or text us for a shot at a free MyPillow. Include a weather report. You get bonus points. To Todd, 226-8503. To me, 367-2054. My next guest is a real-life thresher. Tilgis was my mother's name, you know. A lot of German in me, so Tilgis and Ditburner on her side.
Right.
So I say thrasher.
Yeah, you got it right.
Do I?
Yeah.
Tell me your name.
Darwin Fedorich, Red River, Saskatchewan.
You're from Red River, Saskatchewan.
Red Burrs, yes.
Red Burrs, okay.
Yeah.
For folks that are city boys, like Todd and I at least came from a rural community, but it was a city boy. Todd's like Twin Cities, big boy. What is it? What is thrashing?
Well, thrashing was basically the before the combines, correct? So
you didn't have the luxury of firing up a combine.
No, you didn't. No, it was a thrash machine, usually a steam engine, and then later gas tractors right after that. Steam was dead by, I'd say, 1918, 1920. And they brought out gas tractors, which is more affordable.
So what are you using here?
Using a 1924 Nicholson Shepherd thrash machine with a wing feeder, and we're using several steam. This morning we're using a steam engine, Nicholson Shepherd as well, owned by the Ed Held family of Candu, North Dakota.
From Candu, North Dakota?
Yes.
Is it hard to do? Is it hard work?
It is hard work, but it takes a lot of help, and there's a lot of help. There always is help here. So that's
can you imagine life on the farm?
I tell you, the
thrashing that way?
Yes. I can imagine because I've done it for a long time. But the people I always thought that worked the hardest were the women that had to feed the crews. They worked the hardest. I always said that. So
you're currying a little favor with the ladies.
Yeah, I got one sitting beside me.
Exactly right. Carly, did you put him up to that?
No. But he said that all on his own.
That was kind, though, wasn't it?
That was kind, yeah. Yeah. He's always a kind guy.
We always forget that how much work goes into the people doing the work.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you've been doing this how long, Darwin?
Oh, I've been doing this since I was 18, and I'm 53 years of age now. So.
Wow. So,
yeah.
You're doing this throughout the show all 3 days?
Yeah, 10 o'clock every morning, weather permitting, of course.
All right. So first one coming up here in a little bit?
You bet. Yeah. All right. Come on out.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it very much. Thrashing.
Thrashing, yep.
Yeah. Do you know how, that's how you say it, Carly?
Threshing, yeah. I say threshing.
You do? Why?
Doesn't
sound better to say
says,
thrashing.
But then up north, they call it separator.
Yeah.
Separator.
Yeah.
I love it. All right.
Machine separator.
Thank you, Darwin.
You're welcome.
The other voice you're hearing is a familiar one to What's on Your Mind listeners, because she and Dan Slaybaugh were on with us last week. She's co-director of the show we're taking in here, and Carly Hill. Carly, tell folks what they need to know about the show and what's happening today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
So today we had a little rain delay. It was raining when I woke up about 6:30. But now things are starting to get going. We have vendors coming in. Laura's cooking over in Martha's Kitchen. We're going to get ready to thresh here at about 10 o'clock. And then we got a guy on the Prony Break at 10:30 today. Kids activities run from 1 to 3. We have tons of those going on. Yesterday, North Central Grain brought some corn, and we have a corn pit. And that thing was not empty all day. There were kids in it all day. There's sandbox toys, tons of stuff in there. So kids activities from 1 to 3. We're going to do some sawing at 1:30. I don't know what engine's hooking up to the sawmill. 65 case.
Nice.
Gene Willys. That'll be hooking up. We have a ladies' demonstration going on at 2:30. The parade is at 4 Friday and Saturday and at 2 o'clock on Sunday. There's a variety show tonight at 7 o'clock. And before that, there's a rib supper, but get here early. And then you might have to stand in line for a while, but for Laura's good cooking, it'll be worth it. And then we're going to close out the night with plowing at about 8 o'clock. And all this, Friday and Saturday are pretty similar in days. Sunday we get the parades at 2, and then we kind of start closing up shop. So, like I said, we have vendors coming in, kids' activities. We have Scott Hennin here. That's the big thing.
Oh, please. Please, please, please. Yeah. And how much to get in?
Admission is $10, good for all 3 days. If you want to camp, camping spots are limited. If you're planning on camping, you might want to get out here pretty quick. Yesterday, there's 89 campers, and I heard that is the biggest Thursday in as far as campers coming in Hawk Show history. So 28 years, and we broke a record yesterday, I guess. So
that is so fun to hear.
That's... And then we have shuttles running all day. Jerry Roskup just pointed at me.
He wanted a shout-out.
He's running the shuttle. Yeah, he wanted a shout-out, and he got one. Jerry's a good guy. He has that awesome shuttle. And we're still looking for volunteers, so if you have, you want to come out and help out, just find a partner and point them to me, and we'll find you something.
If somebody's never been here, what would you want them to know about Hawk Museum and the show?
Oh, man. What don't I want you to know? I guess everything. You know, this place is a pretty unique place. Like we were talking the other night, it's a treasure out here, you know? Not many people know about it. It's a great place. I've been coming here about 6 years, 7 years, and this year, I guess, first time co-directing the show. But it's an awesome place out here, you know, nice and quiet. This year we're going to have a lot of people, though, so it might not be so quiet.
The grounds are beautiful. There's tons of farm machinery to see.
Yeah.
Rows and rows and rows of it. You know, people working on small engines in one building and the tractors in another, the thrashing going on. This building behind me is nothing short of amazing, and it's not just, you know, farm history. It's all kinds of things.
Yeah.
You know, you just get lost in here checking out vehicles and you know.
Oh. We got the cars out, too. That was big this year, was getting all the cars out, so.
It's just one little treasure after another. So come enjoy it. Take it in. And hawkmuseum.org is the website if you want to find more details. What's that?
There's a Facebook page also. I've been going live on it a few times. It's hard. The reception out here isn't the best, but I've been doing my best.
All right, fun. Find the Facebook page, too, and come see us near Wolford, North Dakota. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil Company Foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Everybody, I wanted to give you my headline of a take on the Comey thing. the headline should read, he said, the new episode in the latest Beltway drama of Liar Liar. this has got to be just flat out getting everybody's attention off of what's been going on. There's a lot going on in the house. So I think this is just another distraction. Anyway, thanks. Have a good day, everybody.
Appreciate the call very much, and welcome others today on What's on Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, 800-228-0550. It was a he said it was a Beltway drama, no doubt about that. Another texter says, Comey headline, drip, drip, drip from a drip. That's pretty good. I like that. All right. And Todd tells me during the break that he goes to the thrashing shows in New Rockford and Braddock, and no one there is called a thrasher. I think we're all calling it the same thing, just how you say it.
It's one of those colloquialisms, I guess.
Yeah. Thrashing. You know? I just think it's more fun saying it that way.
I told you a billion times not to exaggerate like that, but, you know, whatever.
So, but yeah, I'm struck, and I said this yesterday on the show as we were wrapping up, took mostly the testimony yesterday and said, hey, we'll get your take on it tomorrow. You know, I'm struck by, you watch that, and you watch the obsession over it in Washington, D.C., and how everybody's hanging on every word and everything else, and you think, okay, now, remove yourself from that and come out to the real world where we live, okay? The beautiful Northern Plains. And does any of that really matter? And, you know, today here, obviously, I would characterize the mood as carefree. I don't think anybody's really too wrapped up about it. I mean, people are concerned, obviously, the direction the country's going generally and what's happening. And I had a fascinating conversation with a couple last night about, you know, just the family and what the family unit being under attack, what the ripple effect of that is and how many bad things come from that. And all of which is true. I think there was, I'm not going to say people aren't concerned, because they are, but James Comey's testimony or this back and forth with the president means nothing. And it really, in my mind, gives fuel to the argument of Donald Trump that place is a swamp, that it's a swamp that needs to be drained, that's detached from reality. Now, the one challenge, and I'm going to say it again, that I worried about yesterday is that it was very clear to me that those tweets and the interview the negative comments from Donald Trump towards James Comey is why he decided to do what he did. Now, the guy is super savvy. He is he's a leaker. He admitted that. You know, he might have done all that anyway, just done it sort of behind the scenes. But his whole thing was, I got to put this memo out. I got to get it to a friend of mine to leak it to the New York Times because that's the way we'll get a special prosecutor. I mean, he is, okay, you said something bad about me, so I'm going to get you. Put your big boy panties on. You know, he's a Washington animal. And I come back to saying, does it really matter to us here? I mean, people just going about their average, you know, everyday life. I don't think it does. And there's a strong part of me that thinks, you know, you give that less attention and maybe it goes away. You give it more attention and you feel it. Headliner says, this is from New Rockford, breaking news, Comey confusion, weak and leaking. Bonus points for this one, Todd, because we did get a weather report, 19 100s in New Rockford this morning. Thank you for that. Love the weather report. I wonder what we had here by Wolford. It wasn't much. Lasted a long time, just a really light rain. So don't know. Another headline. Hillary colludes with Russia to sell them uranium. Harry Reid involved. This is another one. $50 million firing investigation of Comey still has no effect on health care costs. No kidding. Weather forecasts, convection heat with high chance of dryness. Not good. Not good. I mean, but you know, I think we're more worried about getting some real rain. Real rain to end this drought concern than we are some of the others. Okay, let me get to some of your calls here. Let's go to Anglin and Brenda. What's on your mind?
Did you say Brenda?
I did, yes.
Yes, hi. I'm excited that you're going to be over at the Hawk today because our group is singing there. I did not hear Carly mention anything about the music that goes on all afternoon over there.
Well, I'm glad you called because poor Carly had to mention a lot of things. But what time is the music?
Well, a friend of mine, Dave Salinas, starts at noon. He's a guitar player and singer. And after that is a group called Sweet Harmony, which Dave is also in, and I am in, and several of our friends. And then later in the afternoon, there's a group called the Silver Strings and a lady from Kandu who is 86 years old, and she has 35 music students, and they will be performing in Milo Hall around 5 o'clock. So there's music all afternoon. It's going to be great, and I hope that you will listen to us.
For sure. I'm going to be here through the lunch hour for sure, and might not make it much past probably 2, 3, but we'll definitely check out the music.
Awesome.
And that's all in Milo Hall.
Well, I think some of it's going to be on the outside stage across from the food court place.
Got it. All right. Fantastic. Yeah, appreciate the call, Brenda. Thank you, and we'll see you here. Call from Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Yeah, say, I'm here helping some people move out of IRAT apartments on Indiana, right across the street north from the Runnings.
So you're talking about in Bismarck?
Yeah.
Yep.
These people are being forced out of their apartments because some guy left a cigarette butt in a trash can and it started a fire. And they're trying to get out now, and from what I understand, a lady that lives there told me that they got a note saying, you've had time enough to move out, your deadline is Monday. Well, they're trying to move out, but I think IRET ought to be over here helping them or taking on the expense of it, because these people didn't ask to move, they're being forced out. Because they're not enforcing, evidently, the no smoking in those buildings. And I think IRET needs to, I don't know if that's the name of the place. It says IRET, I-R-E-T.
Yeah, it's a real estate trust, but yeah, folks know the owners of the building. Yeah.
They need to be giving some help to these folks. You got 78-year-old and 70-year-old people trying to move out, and they have no help. And
you're saying that the cigarette butt situation was not it wasn't from them, it was from somebody else, or what
it was from a tenant in an apartment is all I know. And And the fire department was out here one night, and I don't know if it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday night, just passed. And so everybody now is being forced to move out. And they need help.
Okay, so I'm a little confused, but you're saying multiple tenants are being removed and told they need to leave because of a cigarette butt being found in one particular trash can.
But that caused a fire.
Well, I understand that, but so the place is destroyed, you mean, or what?
No, it's evidently there's some smoke damage, though, but they're making everybody move out of the whole building.
But are they making everybody move out of the building because it's inhabitable? They don't want them to live there, and they need to fix it up?
I guess that's what they're thinking. Or
okay.
And law or something that...
All right, so they're going willingly. You're just saying, given the circumstances, they should maybe provide a little more help for them.
Yeah, they're going willingly, and I think they're being thumped a little bit because one lady got a note saying, you know, you've got until Monday to get out. Now, you've had time enough to get out. Well, the fire was less than a week ago. So, I think it's a bit much, a little bit nervy to say you've had long enough.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree. I would maybe, if you're listening and want to help, call, IRET and say, hey, is it IRET? Is that the one it is? Because there's a couple different varieties of the,
I see a phone number here, 222-8992.
Okay, and if you feel compelled to help, maybe say, hey, if you guys aren't going to help, we will, or something. But, I seems to me just neighborliness might be the best way to solve it. Just let people know that there's some help needed to have these folks move. And if they've been forced to move quicker than is the standard, then I would talk to, housing, some of the officials, because there's rules that govern all that in the state. So you can't just, give somebody a notice and vote them.
Somebody said here, your emergency isn't my emergency. When it's a 78-year-old woman, it's our emergency.
Yeah, that's just to be a good neighbor for grandma. Todd, anything else you want to add to that?
No, not really. I mean, he's right. There was a fire, and it has affected a number of units. And I guess I have not heard that scenario, but wouldn't be surprised.
But I have zero doubt that people will help. So to me, if they're not going to help, then maybe others can. And I guess the best thing I can think of is to call right to the number you gave out and say, hey, I'll help if you're not going to. And that number again is?
222-8992.
Okay. Thanks for being a good Samaritan.
It's right here in building 140. I'm going to walk over there.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you find out, okay?
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye. Ray's on the road. What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to comment on that Hawks Museum north of Rugby up there. That is a beautiful place to go visit. If you haven't been there, you got to go visit that place. That's the best I can tell people out there. It was unknown to me until last year. I've been up here almost 40 years. And then I wanted to comment on Comey. The guy's a leech bag. He needs to be tossed out. He's just a leech bag.
A leech bag or a leech bag?
Leech.
Leech.
Leech. He's a leech.
Yeah.
He just sucks off other people. Him and Hillary Clinton. Oh, man, that issue with Hillary Clinton. They should have thrown him out of office a long time ago. If I'd have been Trump, I would have never let him stay in there to begin with.
Oh, you mean when he was a total scoundrel to the Democrats and they were calling him everything in the book, fire him, get rid of him,
exactly.
He's a loser. Yeah, oh, but now he's great. Everything he says is true. It's perfect. Come on, Ray. Ray, get with it. Come on. All right, we need to take a break. We'll come back with more from this beautiful 28th Annual Antique Farm Show at the Hawk Museum, brought to you today by our friends at InVision Cooperative, been around since 1929. How about that? Petroleum, agronomy, farm and home, service, they do it all. Gooseneck Implement, your John Deere dealer since 1974. 8 locations across northwest North Dakota, about a third of the state. Good spring this year. How about that? A lot of optimism they're talking about over there, too, which is wonderful. Also brought to you by Merchants Bank Rugby, Bremer Bank Rugby, Farmers Union Insurance, Devil's Lake, North Central Grain, and Bisbee. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining why hands-on training is an important aspect to improving workplace safety in North Dakota.
When you can have hands-on training while you're preparing yourself for that potential incident to occur and you know exactly how to react to it, anytime you can have hands-on training as opposed to just in-classroom training, it surely it adds a lot as far as the recall and obviously the confidence to be able to perform those duties, especially in those high-risk areas like the oil and gas area, like the rescue area, like the construction industry. So you throw hands-on training in addition to blended learning where you're doing the classroom training. You throw those two things together, and it's been proven by studies how much more you can remember by doing hands-on and blended training.
Learn how the NDSC is making hands-on safety training accessible in North Dakota at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on your mind? Live and on location today in beautiful, well, we're almost in Wolford, North Dakota. Not too far away. We're at the Hawk Museum is where we're at. And having a grand time today, telling you a little bit about this story. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments as well. And talk with some more of our listeners about their take on the Comey hearings yesterday. If you want to share a story about the Hawk Museum, that's fine. Whatever's on your mind. The show is called what, Todd? What do we call the show again? I'm pretty sure it's called...
What's on Scott's mind? No.
What's on your mind? What's on your mind?
My mind.
Repeat after me. And we
have had a fun time getting up here. We really have. It's been exciting to be here. And as I mentioned earlier, none of it could have happened without sponsors. And we thank all of them for helping our broadcast possible. Steve Doctor is here from Envision Co-op. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great today, Scott.
One of our fine sponsors. In fact, our lead sponsor that got it all going. So appreciate that very much. I was just telling folks a little bit about Envision, but you can do it much better than I can. What do you want them to know?
Hey, Envision's part of the community, and Wolford's one of the communities we serve. We're proud to be here. This diamond, I won't even say in the rough, because it's not rough out here. This is a diamond in the prairie, the Hawk Museum. And for us to be a part of supporting that, it's an honor, and we're proud to do it.
Yesterday when I pulled up, see this for the first time, obviously, I had the vision of the movie Field of Dreams in my mind. It was like, what? Just right in the middle of, you know, sort of, you know, again, I don't want to call it nowhere, but I mean, just it just pops out of the prairie. And then you see the line of tractors and all the museum materials. It's just a little jewel.
Yeah, the vision that Dale and Martha Hawk had for what could be here, it's just unbelievable. I hope we still have people with that kind of vision out there.
And one of the reasons you and I talked about this early on, that you know it because you've been here, and you know, a lot of local folks and the regulars know it, but there's a lot of people that don't know it, haven't seen it, and that's why we wanted to be here this weekend and kick things off for this show. But more importantly, this is here all year long. Right?
It is. And, you know, I just got asked, who's gonna take over this when the old guys are gone? Who's going to run all this stuff? That's a good question. I hope we get people that are enthused and involved coming forward, because it would be terrible to lose the heritage we've got out here in places like this.
No question about it. Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it very much, and enjoy the weekend.
I will, and you as well. Enjoy your time here.
Should be a lot of fun. The 28th Annual Antique Farm Show, Hawk Museum, on Facebook and also online, hawkmuseum.org, if you want more details about where, how, and why to join us here. Love to have you. Also thank the other sponsors, including Merchants Bank of Rugby, celebrating their 120th anniversary coming up here next month. Serving lunch July 20th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Local entertainment and door prize drawings. Mark that down. Branch office in Fairview, Montana as well. They've been owned by the same family, the McClintock family, for the entire 120 years. Isn't that a great story? Friendly, experienced staff to serve all your financial needs. Stop in and visit with their lending staff for your new purchases or your refinancing. Merchants Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, one of our fine sponsors for this broadcast. Again, we're not here without them, and we thank them all. Farmers Union Oil Company, Devil's Lake, Bremer Bank in Rugby, as well as Gooseneck Implement. Talked to those folks earlier. North Central Grain in Bisbee. We're going to chat with some of those folks coming up here in a little bit as well in an Envision Cooperative. Back to the phones here, and Jim Fargo, tell me what's on your mind about Comey's testimony yesterday, sir.
Well, I about lost my lunch when I heard Comey say that the reason he had to leave is he felt that Trump was not an honest man. I'm going, here's a man who's dealt with the Clintons and dealt with people that, make Pinocchio look on. I said, this man is way off base. He justified his leaking because he said he didn't think that Trump would be honest. That's more than I can stand.
No, that was the memos. That was the memos. The memos were because, you know, and again,
yeah,
that's like,
yeah,
okay.
The memos because Trump was.
And the leaking was to, you know, engineer a special counsel. So you're absolutely right. Jim, do you remember the Scooter Libby fiasco towards the end of the Bush?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that whole thing with the reporter and everything, and Scooter Libby ends up going to jail over it. That was Comey, too.
He's been with the Clintons and all those people for a long time. J. Edgar Hoover's got to be rolling in his grave, because here's a man who wants more attention to himself than he even did.
He is an egomaniac. There's no doubt about that. Dana Dickinson, got a minute for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Scott. Good morning. On this Comey deal and the liberals, I saw a thing this morning on one of the feeds I get on Facebook where Alan Dershowitz, who's never been mistaken for a conservative, he came right out and said, you know, that Trump firing Comey was completely within the realm of legality. You know, the FBI is under the direction of the Justice Department, and the Justice Department is under the direction of the president. And any president can do it at any time. Basically, boils down to the old line that General Powell used, that he served at the discretion or the pleasure of the president.
Yeah, and he said that. And he said that to start the testimony yesterday. I wanted to make that clear. He also said it right after he was fired. But then he goes behind the scenes to engineer all the other. So that's just more phony baloney is all it is. As this headline so aptly says from this listener, Keith in Wahpeton, phony Comey.
Good one. All right.
Yeah.
Good one.
Let me know if they write that up in Dickinson that way, would you? Thanks for the call. Wahpeton weather, though, clear to partly cloudy, 73 degrees. Clouds look like pillow clouds. Get it, Todd? My pillow clouds. Pillow clouds. I like it.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest era. I'm Scott Hinnon. Thanks for listening. Today's guest, former Governor Jack Dalrymple. Our question for him, whether the truth was missing throughout this entire ordeal.
Absolutely. I think we're going to see that is the truly interesting thing historically about this, is the degree of misinformation and untruth that prevailed. And there's a lesson to be learned there. And the power of social media is an amazing thing, and it can be used for great good, in my opinion, but it also has a downside, and that is it allows people to spread misinformation and untruth very rapidly, and it also allows groups that are organized in their dissemination of misinformation to have a great tool at their disposal.
Former North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple. Keep listening for more of our ongoing series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.